It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it. Hello and welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Amy Gledhill.
And me, Ian Smith. I come from the northern town of Goole.
And you might be able to tell from my accent, I come from Hull.
And to our shame, we have been living in London now for ages.
Too long. And we want to catch up with all the news that's been going on up north. This is
Northern News. Hello, everybody. It's Northern News time.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello, one and all.
Every single person I'm saying hello to.
Yeah, me too.
We're talking worldwide.
Ian, what have you been up to this week?
What have I been up to this week? I bought a kettlebell. I bought a horrible kettlebell.
Why didn't you get a nice one?
Well, no, this is a past story,
okay.
Amy.
Oh, okay.
And I rued my decision to get this.
Right.
It was a big, cumbersome plastic thing. It was horrible.
What colour?
Black. Just a little 8 kilogram one.
Yeah.
But it's still heavy, but it's more condensed. Like, your good one's a bit more condensed. And I picked it up. Is in a little box outside the house, and they picked it up, and then the downstairs neighbour opened the door and started talking to me. Okay. But unbeknownst to her, the little box I'm carrying is 8 kilograms. So I'm sort of got this little box. I've been talking to her for like 20 minutes. She's looking at me all by the end holding this little box like... like, I'm sort of squatting by now. And she just seemed to be looking at me a bit confused. So eventually I felt the need to go, there's a kettlebell in this box. And she's like, oh, all right. She probably hadn't noticed.
Maybe she thinks you're saying cowbell.
Yeah.
There's a cowbell in this box. Clunk.
I'm going to be starting a band.
I'm going to be a drummer. Oh, yeah? You play the drums? I play the cowbell. Yeah.
Dum, dum,
and I'm going to be practicing
dum, dum, dum.
All night.
I'm going to be singing. I'm going to be lying down on the floor and singing into the floorboards. So, bought a kettlebell.
And have you used the kettlebell?
Yeah, I love a kettlebell, actually.
Do you?
I do all sorts with it.
I do these fellas.
I spin it around my head like that. Are you listening? I spin it around my head like that. Woo!
In between the legs. Do you do it with the pelvic thrust?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane.
What's this from?
Rocky Horror.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The Time Warp? You've never heard of the Time Warp?
I've heard of the Time Warp, but all I remember is Let's Do the Time Warp Again. Don't remember the bit about pelvic thrusts.
It comes right before that bit. Saying, let's do the time warp again. Oh,
no,
Ian.
Not for me, that song.
Ian Smith.
Not for me. The Rocky Horror Picture Show, too scary for me.
It was scary.
Amy?
Yeah?
What have you been up to this week?
Well, do you know what? I've been travelling around London.
Yes.
And look, right, because I've moved. Coming in today was the first time I've come from my new place.
Yes.
But instead of a big wet bus with condensation and other people's breath all around me, I got a tiny bus and then a train.
A tiny bus?
Well, like a small, it's like a shuttle bus.
Are you, what are you on about? What, just like a single decker we're talking?
Yeah, but it just does like a really small journey just to and from the station.
Oh.
Then I got on a train, an actual train.
And where did that train go to?
It went to London Bridge.
Oh, direct?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, that is good.
It was fine. I've not gotten on a proper train inside of London.
Really?
Because in North London, no offence to the South London people, such as Ian,
yeah,
we don't fuck about with stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? We've got tubes. Do you know what I mean?
I get the tubes.
I personally don't take the tube because I'm frightened. So I get buses. I can take the tube. I just don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's a horrible experience. My dad always says, you couldn't transport animals like that. It would be illegal.
I love a direct train.
Oh, my God. Mm. I felt like I was in a movie. I was stood on the platform. I was waiting for a train. There's all these commuters.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got on the train and the train wasn't overcrowded. I got a seat. I got two seats to myself.
Wow.
I was laughing. I was literally laughing out loud.
The whole journey.
I was so happy. Normally, I have to get on a crowded bus where I'm probably not going to get a seat. And if I do get a seat, it's a bit of a seat that somebody else is taking the majority of.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. But I was just sat and the sun was coming out and I was like, good morning, London town.
What an idyllic.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I'd never been via Blackfriars station before.
Oh, God, what a beautiful station.
That's a train station in the middle of a fucking river. I wanted to stand up and applaud. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I've heard of Blackfriars. Sure, of course. I've never been on it through it. I couldn't. But what a feat of engineering!
I think you've lost a bit of joy as a Londoner when you stop off at Blackfriars and you don't have a little peek out the window and have a look at the water.
You've got to look. Mm. I wanted to shake everyone's hand in the carriage.
Did you?
No, there wasn't that many people there.
That would have been quicker for you. But you two, shake my hand. It's a train station on a bridge. That's why. Fucking hell.
I couldn't believe it. I just thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm surprised the announcement doesn't say we're shortly arriving in Blackfriars Station. Bridge station!
It's a station on a bridge.
Don't look down if you're scared of water. Bridge station.
Take care when alighting that you don't fall into the river. We're on a river! I just had the best time. It was so good. I was over the moon.
People say Northerners are simple people. You've got on a train, you've had, here's a quote, the best time.
I love a train, it turns out.
You know, I have to deal with this euphoric gledo every episode from now on.
Do you follow that that guy on Instagram who...
Francis Bourgeois, I think. Bourgeois.
He is a joy. You've got to watch it.
I thought he was like a character at first.
So did I.
When he's perhaps sort of he just sort of go,
yeah,
road
he's
man.
Gonna honk. He did a honk.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I love it.
Yeah, you've got his OnlyFans or something.
Tip podcasts. Can I tell you, please, what's been happening in the north?
Yes,
we're going to Scarborough. We've been to Scarborough
Lovely.
Before. We're going back. The headline is man. Classic,
Typical.
Isn't it? Always. Man punches gaming machine in Scarborough as police release CCTV footage.
Is it one of the punch bag gaming machines?
No way.
Right, because that's the only one you should be punching.
Yeah, you encouraged in
a
way.
Yeah, yeah. That shouldn't be in the paper.
No. Maybe, unless it was the first person to ever dare
do it.
I've
got a slow motion video of me punching one of those punch bags. This is the impact.
Oh, my God.
You could hear... Could you hear the thunder?
You really go for it.
That was my fist thunder.
You really went for it. And I applaud you for that because, do you know, like when you go bowling and you're with a group of friends and some people, me included, you just get the ball and you just sort of... You try a bit, but you don't want to look like you're really trying.
No.
And then you've got that one friend that really measures up, you know, gets the right pose, runs up... And then really ducks down low and follows through.
With some... Oh. He shit himself again.
I told you not to bring Ryan.
Every time.
Every bloody time he follows through. But do you know what I mean? There's that one person that really goes professional and you think, do you know what? You are winning, but in a way, you look a bit daft.
You've lost.
I sort of feel like you followed through there, but in an impressive way.
Yes, thank you.
Because you've punched and your whole body's gone through and it's like you're mid-run and all your weight goes.
That's
like
what
you've done
I learned.
It properly.
When I was trying to get the high score because it was in a comedy club in Blackpool's green room.
Been there, comedy station.
Yeah, and what I found is you've just got to keep going. You've got to keep going through it. And that's what I'd do if I was in a fight.
Really?
I'd go through you.
Really?
No, I'd probably say, come on, man. Come on, hey.
I'd immediately curl up into a ball.
Yeah,
even
like
if I wasn't in the fight, if I just saw a fight nearby, I'd get into the fetal position.
Just crying.
Just thinking of bridge trains, bridge trains, bridge trains.
My happy place.
My happy place. But this man wasn't punching one of them.
Oh, God.
He was punching your classic game machine. Big bad Bob pressing all the buttons. Well, it is a little bit sad, but I went to school in Hornsey, seaside town, so obviously lots of amusements.
Mm.
And there was this rumour going round, and obviously I grew up in Hull, but all the people that I went to school with that grew up in Hornsey, they like think they could game the system, and they'd be like, if you go in and you press, arrow, up, down, start, and then sometimes it just gives you the jackpot. So they're all like walking, like they're like 13 years old, and you'd sort of, they'd walk in and they'd be like, yeah, I'm just doing that. And then there was a really funny name for it, like, I'm just doing the kamikaze method, 1, 2, 3, 4, hook down, and like, oh, it's not done. Somebody must have done it today already. And you're like, I don't believe this is a thing.
What I will say though, if I were in the business of being the company that make those machines, I'd have a secret code.
Would you really?
Because then, You make all the machines, you're walking by and go, oh, they got some of our machines. What model's that? Oh, that's the T1000. Just do the old kamikaze method. Boom! Jackpot everywhere you go.
Yeah. If I was to make them machines, I would put a secret code in, but I would only tell, like, my children. And then it's like, if you're ever, as an emergency, if you're ever stuck at a seaside town or somewhere with an amusement, go in, press this, you'll be able to get some money out to get home.
Can I say one slight flaw in that?
Uh-huh.
Usually those machines are 18 and above. You've told your six-year-olds, if you're ever in trouble, go to an 18-plus environment, try not to get stopped on a gambling machine. It's not going to look fucking weird, is it? Six-year-old on the old gambling machine.
Kamikaze method, innit?
Yeah.
Beep-bop, beep-beep, beep-beep, coming out with like $6,000.
Six, trying to get a bus with $6,000. You got change for all these 50s? Can't move. You turned your kid into a kettlebell.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. God damn it.
Please, Amy, can you give me a bit of the whys here?
Okay, so the incident happened at Gilly's Arcade in
Scarborough. Shout out to Gilly.
Shout out to Gilly. Hope your arcade's doing well. It was 4 p.m. on a Friday and involved a male suspect punching a gaming machine. He's described in his early 30s. Wearing a black beanie hat with a two-tone black and grey puffer jacket and dark denim jeans.
Stylish.
It sounds fantastic.
That's not a bad description, is it?
Now, what I like about the article is that, so the article, straight underneath it, there is a man who is pictured, right? And the police want to speak to him because he might have information. I don't think they think he is the man that did it.
Oh, really?
Police want to speak to the man pictured, as he may have important information that could help the investigation.
But that usually means it's you.
Do you
know,
think?
Like when there's like, there'll be like a murder in the news and be like, the police would are seeking to talk to this man for assistance. And it's like a man who's got a knife in his hand and he's fleeing the scene. Like, we just want to talk to you. Maybe you'll know some stuff about what's happened, about the stabbing nearby. Because you look like you're au fait with knives and you live in the local area.
Oh, well, that's interesting then, because I thought it was, they've put a picture up of a guy, so you think it's that guy, and then at the bottom of the article it says he might have important information that could help. And then it's like, oh, if you're putting a picture up of the guy who's not the guy, I would hate to be reading the news, leafing through, I see my picture there.
Yeah.
A headline above it says, woman licks bin. Right? And then there's my picture and I'm like, hang about, I haven't licked a bin. And then underneath it, it says, we're hoping this woman it pictured will have information about who's done it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I've seen it.
Yeah, I've got information actually, but I'm not the bin licker.
Yeah, I've got information. I'll tell you who didn't do it. Me.
That's your information.
Shut that door. Ian, what have you found in the north?
Well, so this is happening UK-wide.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this. It's happening in 10 places so far, including Preston and York. And with this kind of thing, they're going to trial it up north because they're like, let's trial it on those fucking idiots. Yeah. Before we do it to the southerners who matter.
Yeah, the important people.
But I think this is controversial.
Uh-huh.
W.H. Smith
uh-huh.
has changed its name and it looks like someone's taken the myth.
What?
Some W.H. Smith outlets, the branding logo has changed.
Yeah.
It just says WHS.
Oh.
I got to tell you, it looks awful. The Metro make a good point. They say it just looks like an NHS logo. It looks very medical facility.
Yes, it's blue and white, isn't it?
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, it does look like NHS. It looks like there's been a spelling mistake on an NHS sign.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think WH Smith, listen, it's no one's favourite shop.
Yeah.
They just pop up at a train station every now and then and they're like, oh, do you need something? You need a sandwich? Bet you do. You're hungry. And there's nowhere else to go. £8 for a plain ham sandwich. What about a little, do you want a flapjack? Well, they're all protein flapjacks for if you go to the fucking gym. Not going to the gym. I'm getting on a train. I'm not going to get jacked out of my mind going to Cardiff from Paddington.
Maybe you've brought your kettlebell along.
But yeah, so last time I got a little flapjack, I looked at the packet. It's like it's got 20 grams of protein and I had to do 100 press-ups in the vestibule. People trying to get past me.
You climb out the window to the top of the train and ride it like James Bond or Indiana Jones.
That's my train workout. Ride the train for a bit, open and close the doors, press-ups in the vestibules, just to get a fucking flapjack out of my system. W.H. Smith.
It's part of your heritage though, isn't it?
What, Smith?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm a Nepo baby. I don't mind saying I come from the Smith family.
Yeah.
And we just looked one day and we thought, why don't we set up a shop that does everything an off licence does?
Yeah.
But a bit more expensive.
And highlighter pens.
And highlighter and stationery and books.
Yeah.
We want to do everything. And we also want every member of staff to have to say, would you like any of these things here for £1?
Would you like any of these gone off things that nobody else wanted? Yeah. They're out of date. They're only £9.60 now. And how's the name change going then? So people aren't enjoying it.
The first line is, in a trial which has so far been mocked online,
uh-oh,
they're trying to shorten it to WHS.
Why?
I don't know.
Because sometimes I'll say like WHS, but not very often. And also it doesn't save any time because S and Smith are both one syllable. It makes no difference.
Yeah. This is some of the feedback. Will Overton said, just when I was already nervous about what nonsense the coming year could bring, WH Smith jumps the gun with this abomination of a logo redesign. He was already nervous. It's like, oh, what is the coming year going to bring? He stepped out of his house. Oh, for fuck's sake! The myth has gone!
This is the worst that I could have ever imagined.
This year is going to be terrible.
Myth.
Kevin Carrot. Don't laugh at Kevin Carrot. That's his name.
Kevin Carrot.
His logo for doing comments is the Aldi logo with a little carrot next to it. So I think he's named himself after Kevin the Carrot who was in like an Aldi advert.
Oh, wow.
Fucking hell.
Niche.
He's put good publicity stunt. They're only still in business as they charge so much in airports and train stations. I agree with Mr. Carrot there. Oddly, many years ago now, someone referred to W.H. Smith as Woo Smurfs when talking with me. I had no idea what they were talking about, and it transpired that it was genuinely what they thought W.H. Smith was called. I think they just read it as one word and thought it was Woo Smurfs. Fucking hell.
gravy, you daft sod.
Oh, hello. Hope you don't mind me squeezing into the middle of the Northern News podcast to tell you about more Northern News podcast. If you can wrap your head around that.
Just about.
Yeah. We've got a Patreon and an Apple Subs, and they start from just £2.50 a month.
That's not a lot, is it?
It's not a lot.
But it would be a lovely way to show your support for the pod if you are enjoying it and you do get a little bit of spicy content, a bit of behind-the-scenes kind of goss.
We're talking every week bonus episodes, ticket discounts, saucy titbits.
Yep, and Ian's going to post some feet pictures. So get on board with it. And it's just a lovely way to show your support, which we love anyway.
Yes, please.
What's for tea, ma'am?
And now it's time for our special guest, Vittorio Angelone, who comes from Belfast, where the Titanic was built. Vittorio, do you like ice and a slice when you have a Coke?
Off the back of the Titanic fact, it feels like this is quite a loaded question for some reason. As if I'm supposed to say, no, nobody from Belfast has ice in their drinks, not since what that bastard did to us.
Out of respect for the fallen, we have warm Coke. And no lemon. Was lemon involved?
I don't think the Titanic was sunk by a lemon as such.
So whereabouts, and are you from Belfast itself or from near around Belfast?
I am from Belfast itself. There are plenty of people from kind of nearish Belfast that when they're in England kind of have to say they're from Belfast because that's the only place that people know. But I am from Belfast proper. The boundary of Belfast, there was a little boundary post in my back garden between Belfast and kind of Castlereagh, which is kind of the first little borough outside Belfast. So technically my kitchen isn't in Belfast, but my bedroom was.
Oh my gosh. Nice.
I think you're the only person I know whose house is in different areas.
But in the broader context of Northern Ireland and the island of Ireland, there are houses where in one part of the house you technically need a passport to go down the stairs.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's a fun house. If you need a passport to go downstairs and there's like a border guard working your staircase. Trying to smuggle yourself into your own kitchen.
Well, I like the idea that, like, if somebody, it could be a little kind of turn of phrase, it's like, oh, their house is so big, you need a passport to go down the stairs. But it's actually still a tiny house. It just happens to be on this silly line that somebody drew.
It's like, instead of the yo mama's so fat jokes, it's your house is so big. Your house is so big, you'd have had a lovely lockdown, I suppose, really. Yeah.
That's nice good. Yeah. And that's good. Write that down quick.
Just type that in.
This is funny. It's like a yo mama type roast battle, but in quite a progressive, like you have to be punching up type way. So you just disparage people for like having lots of nice things. Your mom's so caring. I bet you have a good sense of self.
Where do you live now, Vittorio? Do you still live in Belfast?
No, I live in London. I moved to London about 9 years ago.
Ooh, just like us. Yeah. You've moved to London town.
Yeah, I moved to London for university to become a classical musician.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this about you.
Wow.
What was your instrument of choice?
I was a classical percussionist.
Oh. That's very cool. Oh, would you do the big bong at the back?
Yeah, timpani. Yeah. That's me.
The coolest one in the orchestra.
The big one.
It is when you get it right, but I frequently got it wrong.
That's one. It feels like if you get a note wrong on a guitar, you could maybe recover.
Yeah.
But if, like, just when they're not expecting it, bong! Ah,
oh, yeah, when you're kind of 10 to 15 seconds early on a gong, it's pretty irretrievable at that point.
And Vittorio, we hear you have a story from the north for us.
Oh, I do. Well, somebody told me off when I told them I was excited to be coming on this podcast. It was at a gig recently. And they said, well, you're not from the north. And I went, I'm from further north than all of you back. Yeah, yeah. What are you talking about? I'm sorry I'm not drinking Bovril every day, but I am from the north. You think you have a north-south divide? Get on my level. What are you talking about?
You've put it in the title of the country.
It's us and Korea. We're the only people to have done that. But yes, I have a story from the north. I there was a point in my life where I had never been sober in Leeds, which I think isn't as uncommon as it should be. But I was out with some pals, and they're kind of from Leeds, and I was just getting involved. It was the Euros or the World Cup or something, like a big, massive England game was on. And we went to the O2 Academy in Leeds, and I was trying to be good. I get a lot of kind of stick for being very, very anti-English because of all the things I say. And I kind of went, no, look, these seem like a nice bunch of lads, you know, your Eric Dyers and your kind of, you know, the nice boys group. Yeah. Your batch of England players, you're like, these are nice chaps. So I was like, I'm going to support, I'm going to have a good time. I remember now, it was England against Belgium, and we go along, and I'm not exactly wearing an England shirt, but I'm not wearing a Belgium shirt, which is an improvement for me. And I was kind of trying to support England and have a nice time. And it was like kind of about 1,000 England fans, and then a little kind of cohort of Belgium fans who were kind of just keeping themselves. They were very like vocal and excited about the game. But they weren't kind of rubbing it in anyone's faces. They were just there to have a good time and watch the match in a kind of good atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then it got to it was all kind of fun and we were all having a laugh. And it got towards the end of the game and I believe Belgium won. And then very, very quickly it turned and lots of the kind of 1,000 England fans started throwing pints of piss at the Belgians. And I was like, no, I was trying to get on board. This is so bad. And then once all the piss had stopped being thrown, I kind of walked over to the Belgians and was like, hey, guys, I'm really sorry that happened. I think you guys have been great sports this whole time. What was great about it is my pals are very kind of, they're not too caught up in that whole thing. So they had a good laugh. They weren't too kind of disappointed about the match or anything. So we walked home singing Belgium chants. But we don't know any Belgium chants. So we just started to make some of that. And then we were in such this kind of fun, giddy mood. We went for a drink somewhere else. We were stood outside this bar, kind of waiting to get like taxis and things. And we saw this Uber had pulled up and this lady was kind of slowly staggering towards it, quite a drunk lady, to see if it was her Uber. And she kind of sticks her head in the driver's side window. And while she was walking up, we all just started going, oh. And she starts walking towards this neighbor and she sticks her head in. And then you can see her kind of shake her head. And she said her name, and obviously it wasn't her Uber. And we all just went, way! And then this happened like 6 or 7 more times. So like various drunken people stumbled out of this bar, walked up to this Toyota Prius, assuming it was their Uber. Staggered up to the door and we're going, oh, way! Every single time they get turned away from this Uber. And then I kind of like did a little walk around to look at the license plate of the Uber, and it was our Uber that we had watched sitting on the street for about 15 minutes.
Oh, you didn't even get to have the moment where the people get in. You can't do that. You can't go up to it yourself.
I think you probably did.
That is a lovely lead story.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the pod.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And you're going on tour, I believe.
I am. I'm going all sorts of north. I'm going all the way to Aberdeen, although I don't think that's your target demo.
But that's fair enough.
Stop talking about Aberdeen.
Showing us up being so northern.
But I'm going all over the place, all around the UK and Ireland. There's lots of shows in the broader north, as people would understand it. And so that's on sale now at vittorioangeloni.com. No one's ever able to spell it. Don't even try, would be my advice.
Thanks so much for coming on, Vittoria. It's been a pleasure to chat to you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye, team.
Bye.
Ooh, me feet are wrecking.
Amy?
Yeah?
What's been happening in Hull, please?
Well, I would like to tell you about the Ghost Station.
I'm sick of ghosts.
The Ghost Station of East Yorkshire. Visited by fewer than 9 passengers per week.
Oh.
Oh. Were you thinking per year?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, so we're talking 7 a week. That's 1 a day.
1 a day, though. Imagine keeping a station open and having a train running past it.
Easiest
for
job,
for one person a day.
What's the name of the station?
Rawcliffe Station. Oh. East Yorkshire's least used station in the year.
I want to Google it.
Of 2023. Well, it looks like a pub.
Yeah. Oh, it looks in disrepair.
It does look in disrepair, bless it. And do you know what? If it's 9 passengers per week, or say less than 9 passengers per week, so it's just over one a day, that's got to be the same person, hasn't it?
If they're going to work. So Monday to Friday, that's the same person. Then you've maybe still got another 3 people.
Yeah.
I reckon one person Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe someone does something on a Wednesday. And a couple have gone somewhere on Saturday for a little day out.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Every week. What are they going to do with it?
Well, it says here, the phrase, "it's like Clapham Junction," is used to describe a lot of comings and goings. I have never heard that phrase. I've heard Piccadilly Circus.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think Clapham Junction is the busiest, is it? Oh, well.
It's got to be up there.
Well, butter my bottom. I'm completely wrong. Oh. It says, it's like Clapham Junction is used to describe a lot of comings and goings in a place and refers to the South London station that is often quoted as the world's busiest.
Oh,
fine.
Okay.
I'm like, it's not that busy, is it? But there is a station in East Yorkshire that is very much at the other end of the scale. Rawcliffe Station was once a busy passenger and freight link, but since the mid-1980s has been a much, much quieter spot. So since the 80s, it's kind of not really being used.
But Rawcliffe's small. I can't imagine ever having been busy.
Oh, it used to be. It used to be like bloody Clapham Junction, to use such a phrase. It's currently the quietest railway station in East Yorkshire. A stopping point on the line between Goole and Leeds. Rawcliffe saw a total of 442 journeys starting and ending in the year 2023.
Yeah, I must have passed through it.
442 journeys. So that's more than one a day, but not quite two a day. How does that work then?
Are you doing an half service?
You can get there. You won't be getting back today. You can come back tomorrow.
Maybe they drop you off like near it. You have to get off like onto the tracks and walk a bit.
I don't think that's what's happening.
Well, the numbers don't add up, Amy. What do you think the quietest... I'm going to put quietest train station in the UK.
Yes, yeah.
Do you think it'll be up north? Hold up! List of least used railway stations in Great Britain.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, Teesside Airport. Ooh. Teesside Airport train station. Let's have a look at it. It's got a bridge!
Get a train station
on
it.
It looks quite new, this one. But no one's using it. Just built a train station for no reason. The New York Times, England's loneliest train station. A train comes just once a week.
So that journey comes once a week. Where is this? 442 journeys. Well, that's one and a bit a day.
That's more than enough.
That's too many for one person. Yeah. So it's a little ghost station.
Mm.
But Hull is the busiest in East Yorkshire, as you would
is
expect.
It really?
Can you guess? So we've had 442 journeys in and out of Rawcliffe in a year. How many would you say come in and out of Hull?
What, a year?
Per year, yeah.
256,000.
No.
Higher?
Higher.
Oh, fuck me. 3 million.
Lower.
1.4 million.
Higher.
1.8 million.
Higher.
2.4 million.
Just a bit lower.
2.2 million.
2.38 million entries and exits in a year. That's so many.
Yeah.
How many is that a day? A million?
Oh, God.
That can't be
right. About a million a day.
In our 2-day years, Hull came out as the busiest station in the East Yorkshire region last year with 2.38 million entries and exits. The figure to March 2023 will increase 390,000 over the previous year.
God.
The second busiest station is Beverley, and that has 603,000 entries and exits.
Ugh, not even close, Beverley.
You idiot, Beverley. My gosh! Millions of trains coming in and out, and yet that's not one of them on time.
Yeah.
Hey!
Satire!
It's not. It's just the truth.
Yeah, it's just a train fact, isn't it?
Yeah. So there you go. That's what's been happening in Hull. I say Hull. I mean, East Yorkshire, really, in Rawcliffe / Hull with its millions.
It's close enough.
It's close enough.
It's pissing it down.
The story I'm going to tell you is it's quite beautiful and creepy.
Oh, Ian, I can't wait.
So, this is from the 17th of October, 2023. The cause of Stranger Things pink lights over Yorkshire town revealed.
Oh.
So there was a time when Ghoul had this pinkish hue in the air.
It's beautiful. It's like a Turkish delight pink.
Yeah, but it's been revealed because people will have seen that. If I was driving home, see those pink lights in the sky, I'd be like, alien invasion, 100%. I've got to get back to my family quick.
Really?
We've got to get back to the family. We've got to go to that weird shop that sells BB guns.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how, but I'll do a bit of tinkering. I'll make it into a real gun.
Yeah. Whereas I'd go, ooh, the Northern Lights. I'm going to park up and stand outside and
bask
in the glory.
It's two different ways of approaching something.
Yeah. Mine's naive and yours is maybe over cautious.
Yeah. I think we're going to die. You think something lovely is happening.
And I will die. We'll both die, for sure.
We're both dying if it's aliens.
We're both dying.
100%.
100%.
Oh, second line. Some even thought that with a mystery hue was the hallmark of extraterrestrials. So that is what a lot of people from Ghoul think.
Yeah.
But the earthly reality is less exciting unless you're an avid gardener. Bursting the bubble, Nick Denham, managing director of the business behind the glow. What a nice sentence.
Wow.
I manage the business behind the glow. It's LED lights used for growing plants.
What? The
fucking strong bulbs. That's mad. Can you get away with that? I'm growing some plants. The sky's pink.
Yeah, that's. It depends what the plants are. If they're really important crops, maybe. But if it's like pansies or weed, probably not.
Just growing some weed. If I'm doing a bit of like writing, and I've got a deadline, I'm up late, I put my desk lamp on and it illuminates London pink.
Yeah.
You'd be like, get a different lamp.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, this is...
Does it say what crops they're growing?
Let's have a look. They're the biggest plant propagator, turning seeds into young plants, which are then shipped off to growers before eventually supplying the nation's supermarkets. It's all sorts of shit, really.
Wait, so in that line, so there's... So somebody gets the seeds and then they're step two where they get the seeds and turn them into young plants.
Yeah,
then
your little ones.
Then there's a step three that grow them into something else, and then the step four is a supermarket.
No, yeah, they turn the seeds into young plants and then they ship them off. Oh, yeah, to growers.
Yeah.
Just fucking put your seed in.
Just grow them. You've got the lights. Grow them.
Jeez,
have some confidence. Grow them big.
It's mad. Oh, I can only do seeds. When I see a little bit of green, I'm like, oh, I'm out of my depth. Send them to someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Dig them up. Send them to someone else who plants them, grows them by, I don't know, weight. Wait a bit.
Yeah.
That big enough to get to a supermarket. The plant industry is mad.
Do you know what? Them poor plants. You don't think about this. We think about the journey animals go on when we eat them. We don't often think about the journey plants go on when we eat them. They've been rehomed four times before they get to our home. Mm. Our home is minimum their fifth home.
I don't think I've lived in five homes. Well, I've just had a thought I have. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
I counted how many places I'd lived the other day and it was something like 20.
Really?
Yeah. But I lived in the same house until I was 15.
Mm.
So I think it's basically like one a year. It's
how long are you counting as lived in it?
What?
So like when I go to the Edinburgh Fringe, I've got a flat for a month.
Oh, I ain't counting.
Have I lived in that flat?
No.
Okay.
You've got to be on the contract.
Oh, okay. On the contract, were your mum and dad's house, were you?
Yeah.
So you're 15?
Big time.
Can I tell you?
No.
You might be wondering, why have we not seen this glow every single night?
Yeah.
Why is it not pink glow?
I am thinking that.
And Mr. Denham said, because of the energy crisis, we had to invest heavily in LED lights, but it means the light is pink and not white. I don't know. I think you bought pink bulbs. You can get white LED. I reckon they've done a bad order and be like, man, we've got pink disco lights here. And they've styled it out.
Sandra, did you do this order? What? Pink? You've ordered pink. You have. You must have selected pink.
There's four disco balls in this
This Sandra, packet? Is this for your bachelorette?
There's loads of sashes. What are these sashes
mother
for?
Mother of the bride here, Sandra. We're trying to grow tiny, tiny little plants to send off to proper people who grow them big. We look like idiots now with our tiny plants.
We looked so good before.
What do you mean, style it out? Right, okay.
Let me show you.
I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. It looks gorgeous.
It does look beautiful.
But it can't be good.
It's to manipulate day length. So these little seeds get in the light. They look during daytime, they're like, gimme, 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 I'll grow.
That sounded like the start of a rap song. Yeah.
Gimme, 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 I'll grow. Gimme all the LEDs and I'll show. Just now, I can't do more than one.
That was so good. That was so good. Smithy the plant rapper.
I can only rap
DJ
about plants.
DJ Photosynthesis.
What rhymes with Basil? Anyone?
Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah. there might be something in this as an album.
Oh, my God.
Ruth Hilson, who's an amateur astronomer who lives nearby, described the first time she saw the illumination.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I was like, whoa, what on earth is that?
Oh. Is that astronomer? Okay, right, here we go.
This is...
She's going to give some real big insight there, some scientific insight.
I think the key word is... The amateur in it, amateur astronomer, because she then says, my brain initially went to, it's a UFO, but it wasn't moving. It obviously wasn't a UFO.
Anyway, it looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Looks really nice.
Well, that's the mystery of Ghoul.
The mystery of Ghoul.
The Ghoul of Pink Lights has been solved.
Oh, well, I'm going to go see that. I think it's, I've always wanted to see the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
This is the... Aurora Ghoulialis.
Ghouliarsis. Ghouliarsinist. Hmm.
The LED light bulbs.
Or
off north.
Could just buy some pink LED light bulbs, I suppose.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have to go all the way to go.
Or just get a YouTube video of Northern Lights.
I mean,
up.
We don't have to do anything, do we really?
No.
We don't really have to live our lives. We just watch other people live their lives on YouTube. On the YouTube.
What's the point?
Yeah, forget it. Right.
Thanks for listening.
And on that note.
Thank you.
Thank you ever so much for listening. Follow us on our social media. And of course, if you're feeling generous and like a legend, why not pop along to our Patreon?
Patreon, Apple subs, a little bit of money. You get a little bit of extra content. A
little bit of money, a little bit of extra.
And... Amy's just melted. You'll find out Amy's been a snowman this whole time. And that's the final death rattle. Hey, can I also say, we've never actually asked this before, but if you are listening, and you can't, you might have turned off now because you're like, it's done, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're saying goodbye. But it'd be nice if you could leave us a little review.
Oh, yeah.
That would be lovely.
If it's a nice one.
Yeah, it boosts us up the old bloody charts.
Give us a boost.
I want to be number one.
And thank you to our special guest, Vittorio Angeloni.
He's a funny boy.
Very funny.
He's a funny boy.
Classically trained musician. Didn't know that.
Yeah. It's good to learn some. This guy can play any percussion instrument. You give him something, he can whack it with something and make it sound nice.
Castanets. That sounds like back of the net.
Castanets. Vittorio, I very much like the name of his tour. It's Who Do You Think You Are? I Am. And that's in January, February, March 2024.
You got to go see it.
All over the place. And if you're thinking, but I live in Ireland. He's doing dates there.
Don't worry about that. Don't you worry about that. He'll be there.
Stop worrying.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you again next time.
Goodbye. Hello, everyone. It's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award-nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday, the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording this show. It's going to live online forever. So the more supportive a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there.